And when we've decided in our lives, I want to change myself, I want to accomplish something, I want to make a difference in my own incarnation or in the incarnation of others, it takes more than just a kind of watery idea that, oh, I think I'll do that. It takes more even than a commitment to that. It takes fire. Force has to be transformed into a new reality. The creativity of water requires fire to make it happen. Creativity, or the transformation of your own consciousness, it's taking reality and creating a new one, or changing a reality, making a relationship different, making your own inner attitudes different, creating out of two separate people a family, whatever it might be. You have certain material forms like this, and it has that particular shape. And in order to change what it is, you have to apply energy to it, whether that energy is thought and concentration or literally fire or the twisting of it, whatever it is, energy has to be applied. That's what fire represents. And sufficient energy can change everything. If that tiny little flame was allowed, you know, to have its way, it could change, completely change the reality of that building, that huge building. Because that's the power of God's love. It can transform. But the fire force has to be there. And so we can look at our lives and realize that we have all the loyalty to the right causes. We have all the creativity in the world. And we're full of good ideas. But we lack the dynamic willpower required to make them happen. And this is an essential quality, because neither your loyalty to good causes nor your creativity will ever find expression. And this can be your desire to transform yourself. It will never find expression until your willpower gets engaged. In one of the earlier classes, I mentioned that each of the five chakras represent the five Pandavas, and Arjuna is the third chakra. And the entire success of the war of Kurukshetra, the battle of Kurukshetra, depended on Arjuna. Because unless we as individuals put our willpower behind our ideals and put that energy forth with real determination, then nothing will ever happen. We'll just remain exactly the same. There will be no energy to transform us. And even, you know, oh dear God, help me, He can't help us unless we have also put our will behind it.